Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva, Shir number 33, Shar Aleph Ois Chaf. And we continue to discuss the next pasuk in Mishlei after finishing Umayde V'Oizev Yeruchim Perik Chaf Hei, Chaf Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel in Mishlei. Now, Ben Yoina wants to discuss the next pasuk and tie it into our discussion. Ashrei Yodom Mifachei Tamid Umakshe Liboy Yipol Bira, says Shlaima HaMelech. Ashrei Yodom, praiseworthy is the man who is what? What does the person do to acquire praise? He is praised because he is Nefached Tamid. Ashrei Yodom Nefached Tamid. He is constantly, on a regular basis, he's concerned, he's worried that he should not come, as we'll see shortly, even after he did tshuva, to fall again. Ashrei Yodom Mefachid Tamid. Umakshe Liboy, but the person who's stubborn, he's a paroi, he's a makshe Liboy, he hardens his heart. This person will be Yipol Bira. He will fall into misfortune. He will fall because he's makshe Liboy, because he's arrogant. He doesn't care to protect himself from the Yetzahara, thinking he already fulfilled his quota, his requirement of doing tshuva. Explains Rabbeinu Yoina. Afal pi shu moide v'oizev. Even though, as we just explained from the previous pasuk, moide v'oizev yiruchom, a person who forsakes the avera, he stops doing the avera, aziva sachet, any des vidui, he confesses, he's yiruchom, he said Hashem has mercy. So the person fulfilled the basic points of tshuva. Yeshalov lefachid tamid, he still should be concerned on the regular basis. Ulai lo hishlim choyk hatshuva, maybe he had not fulfilled his choyk hatshuva, maybe he had not fulfilled his responsibility of doing tshuva. Ki hitzricho lemadregos rabbis, because he needs to fulfill many different levels. Madregos rabbis. Madregos rabbis. So a person, even though he did the basic levels of tshuva, he has to still be concerned that he shouldn't let the Yetzirah get to him. Ulai lo hishlim choyka tshuva lemadregos rabbis. Maybe he still has to do more that's required of him. V'yosef oimitz v'chol yoim, and every single day he should strengthen himself, he should increase, as we mentioned earlier, b'chol yoim, every day, lahasig hamadregos, to attain those levels. That's what it means, ashri odo mefached tamid. Fortune is a person who is mefached. He's constantly thinking, how can I be moisif, more yirashemayim, how can I be adding more protection against the Yetzirah? Gam yifached ula yischadish lov yitzroi. Furthermore, he should be concerned, maybe the Yetzirah will devise new ways to attack me. V'yishamri mimenu b'choleis. And the person should guard himself against the Yetzirah at all times. V'yosef yiras Hashem b'nafshei tamid. And should constantly increase fear of Hashem, yiras Hashem, on a regular basis. And now we come to a very important point, which is sometimes forgotten. Yispalel tamid el Hashem. Should daven to Hashem on a regular basis. He should daven for siyata d'shmaya. He should ask Hashem to help him against the Yetzahara. Says the Gemara in Kedushin, Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yacholoi. If not for Hashem helping us, loy yacholoi, we would not be able to overpower the Yetzahara. We yispalel tamid el Hashem. Daven on a regular basis to Hashem. L'ozroi. What are we asking Hashem for? For the winning lottery numbers? We're asking Hashem la'ozroi, to help us to do tshuva properly, to come back to Him properly. And we should not fall prey to the Yetzirah's approaches in the future. And that's what it means when he says over here, but the person who is doing the opposite now, He's not davening to Hashem. He's not concerned. He thinks, I already did. I fulfilled my quota of tshuva. I already fulfilled what I have to do. I did aziva zachet. I had charata. I did my vidoy. Now I'm moving on with my life. But he doesn't continuously try to add levels of tshuva, levels of yira shemayim. The person will be punished for this. Why? He doesn't realize that Yitzhahara, because of his haughtiness, he's makshaliboy. Like we have by Paroi. Paroi says, first Paroi hardened his own heart. And Hashem said, you're going to harden your heart? You're going to be stubborn? I'm going to harden your heart as well. This person is stubborn. He says, I did enough. That's all I have to do. This person will fall. He will not be protecting himself from the Yitzhahara. He doesn't recognize his tremendous obligation. He doesn't understand the tremendous responsibility he has and the obligation in front of Hashem, before Hashem. This person doesn't put up his guard, doesn't protect himself from the ambush of the Yetzirah. This is the person who's the arrogant individual. He banged. I remember I once went to a store and a person who unfortunately was not so connected. It was after Yom Kippur. And he was mockingly saying, so, you did your banging on your chest. I did it also. And he shows me the motions. Bang, 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 bang. Unfortunately, it's not banging of the chest. It's the banging inside the chest that the person has to constantly hearing the banging and realizing and asking himself the question, what more can I do? Yira Shemayim. Let me have more kavanah when I make a bracha. Let me have more kavanah when I dive into Hashem. Let me dive into Hashem to have more kavanah. And always growing closer with the attitude and the mindset to come closer to Hashem.